Mara Brock and Salim Akil have a brand new show on OWN called Love Is. You guys might know them as the power couple behind shows like Girlfriends, Being Mary Jane, and most recently Black Lightning. But today we're talking about their brand new show and we have plenty of thoughts, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Come out of play out, just crush a lot.
Music is such an essential part of Mara Brock and Akil's shows. I'm actually a huge fan of her other work. I know. Well, like, Being Mary Jane is a show I actually love.
I love
And so much good music in that show. Mm-hmm. Guys, we have a lot to talk about, both the Akils and, of course, this brand new show called Love Is, airing on Oprah's network, the OWN network. If this is your first time tuning in to TV Pilot Reviews, though, guys, this is a show where we review Hollywood's hottest new pilots. To be clear, we only review pilots. This is not an after show, so this is the only episode where we will be covering Love Is. Fortunately, we do have an after show, so if you like what you hear today and you check out the show, we will have you covered all season over there. Before we dive into coverage, guys, my name is Jeff. I'm surrounded by a group of brilliant panelists, including brand new panelist Elle Marie.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm Elle Marie. You guys may have seen me on Black Ink Crew Chicago, Grey's Anatomy, and Being Mary Jane after show here at AfterBuzz.
This is so fun to have you. We've worked together a lot, but have not hosted together yet, so this will be very, very fun.
This is a treat for me because it's like a reunion.
This is a reunion.
We had a whole two shows together.
Was that Being Mary Jane you both
no,
did?
No, we did. Quad and Rebel. And Rebel.
Oh, yes. Nice. Yes, both yes, BET yes. originals.
Yes. And I'm D'Angelo.
D'Angelo, good to see you. D'Angelo's a regular, as you guys know.
D'Angelo. Big time throwback.
D'Angelo?
No, let's let it go.
All right. This was very providential, guys, because D'Angelo and I were going to be covering this show alone. And we're going to get into it, but this is a very romantic relationship-fueled show, and we needed some feminine energy in here. Not that I don't bring some, but... We needed a real bona fide lady in here. And luckily, I was stoked that Elle Marie walked by and was like, man, I love this show.
She's
and I was
bomb.
Like, perfect.
Yes.
Let's bring you in. So you said you love the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear your specific thoughts, kind of your overall general thoughts of the show and whether or not you're a pass or play.
Okay. I'm a play, but at the same time, so once the show was over, for me, I kind of felt like, I hope that they can keep the same energy that I have that I got from the show. I hope that they can keep me there the whole season.
Okay.
Because I will say, even though I loved it, at the same time, it seemed more like this could have been a movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, you have to keep it up. You have to keep up that energy. But I'm hopeful because, as we mentioned, all the shows she has before, her and her husband, I like everything.
Yeah.
So I'm very hopeful that they will keep that energy. But yes, I'm going to say it's a play. I really enjoyed it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you play for the crowd as well?
Yeah, I'm going to play for the crowd as well. Yeah. So, you know, I'm positive that they'll keep that same energy that they have for this show. I'll play for the audience. I do think you should check it out. A very beautiful love story to start off with.
Great. So. Well said.
I think for me, like, they're definitely pulling, like, a lot of 90s nostalgia for me. Like, there's so many movies that I saw that it just reminds me of. Even the color of it just, like, was super familiar. Like, we'll have our section about that. But, like, Love Jones and Brown Sugar, all that type of stuff. So, it was a play for me. But, like, I do have my critiques. I wasn't, like, super in love with it because of how much I love the 90s movies from back in the day. But also, like you, it's a TV show, so I'm used to seeing this in a movie format. So I'm intrigued to see, like, how this goes. And in a playful audience, too.
Now, okay, I have a question. Because once I was watching the show, I was like, oh, wait, I think I have this kind of confused. So when the trailers and the show was first talked about, I thought it was their love story.
Mm-hmm.
So, but then it's like, it's a... just a love story. So it's not the couple story?
I think it is, though. I think it's, like, slightly fictionalized. We will be watching the trailer in just a minute for you guys to get a flavor of what the show is, but...
Hey, guys, sorry. This is just Brianna from the booth really fast. The tagline said that it was inspired by their love story, but it's not
it's
their
not
love story.
Their, oh, okay.
But we'll talk about some of the similarities. I mean, even if you look at the names on the show, the main characters... I just lost this. I'm going to pull it up. But the main characters are Nuri and... Mm-hmm. Is it Yassim? And if you think of Mara and Salim...
Yeah.
Those are kind of close. So, and we're going to talk about some of the other parallels, but I'm glad you guys love the show. I also feel like it looks bad. It also looks bad because I feel like I'm the one white guy who's like, this isn't for me. So I want to clarify, I do love Mara Brock and Akil. I really like the show Being Mary Jane. I actually also love Girlfriends.
Yes,
there was a day I got sick when I was in, like, high school, middle school, and I binged, like, a whole season of that show. I mean, I love Tracy Ellis Ross, and there's so many reasons to love Girlfriends.
Yes.
Here's how I feel about Love Is. I feel like it's very, very well-intentioned. I like that it exists. I wanted a little more edge. Mm. Like, I feel like it was very, very sweet, very, very rom-com, which I know it's going for that, but I would have preferred this show with just a little more grit. Like, I think, like, Being Mary Jane is dealing with similar themes, but a little more drama and reasons for me to be interested.
I was going
to
say, that's your testosterone kicking in.
That might be my testosterone kicking in, yeah, that could be. Or even I think of a show like Insecure that I think is dealing with young African Americans in the city with a little more, I think. But I also know that this show isn't trying to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's not necessarily fair for me to make that criticism. That's just personally how I feel. Because of that, I'm a pass, but I'm going to say that audiences who like sweet, feel good, fairy tale esque rom coms will enjoy the show.
It gives you hope, too.
It gives us hope.
Relationships, my single ass, I'd be like, oh, it's out there.
Well, just for those listening, Elmarie's single, so yeah. That being said, let's watch the trailer, guys, so we can get more of a flavor of the show.
Cool. Nuri, how did you get in here? Because they're not letting nobody in here tonight.
I guess I'm somebody. I am educated. I'm bringing a career to the table. Why am I wrong if I require a brother to match my effort as a prerequisite to marriage?
Was that sexual tension between you two? And you're going on a couple's vacation with Keith.
And aren't you going to New York to see your boyfriend at the end of the month?
And then there's this super romantic new guy. He was way too confident to be broke, right?
Every black man want to be the man that he dreams about being. No different than anybody else. Me being a director is why I'm here. If I can just get there.
I'm glad you came out.
I don't know how you doing, man. Broke as a joke, but you still managed to pull a finance woman.
Bitch, this is effort! This is the kind of effort Essence Magazine imagines for us.
I have to see him again to know if it's real.
If you don't get a job soon, we're done.
Do you even know his birthday?
What's his last name, Nuri?
I'm in love with a guy I don't even know.
You are dedicated to your dream.
Stay there and figure it out.
Slap dance, Ginger Rogers, and know that the minute you don't deliver, your ass will be on that long line outside to get in here.
This is your career, Nuri. You're risking it all over some man you think you're in love with.
Nuri! I know you don't like this, Nuri, but this is what love looks like.
Okay, but like, if I had saw this trailer, I'd have been like way more excited. I never saw this trailer.
The trailer did a great job.
The trailer was off the chain.
Because I'm into it. I was like,
next episode, right? That's my song too.
Whoa. Yeah. I will say the trailer has some real drama, some real stakes. And that's what I wanted in this pilot. I feel like things were just a bit too easy for these characters, personally, for me.
But maybe that's like going to contrast with the rest of the season.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so.
With that trailer, because. Like, I was, before we started, I was telling D'Angelo, I was like, I was smitten by this pilot, by their love story.
Yeah.
But as we see a little bit in this trailer, it can get a little bit gritty. And then you have Nuri's character, who she is, at the time, more successful than the man that she's, this new guy that's in her life. And right now, where we are in this pilot episode, she doesn't really know, you know, his financial status.
Right.
And she's like all into him. And so therefore down the line, this can get a little thick, you know what I mean? Because it is like, well, I don't know if I want to carry you, you know what I mean? So it's going to get gritty, I think.
I love that twist and I'm super interested in that. Let's hold just a little bit of that. Cause I want to quickly, guys, tell you about the development of this show and we'll get back to some more specific character stuff in just a minute. As we've mentioned, this was created by Mara Brockakill and Salim Akil. I'm sure you guys know their work. Mara Brockakill created Girlfriends, The Game, Sparkle, Being Mary Jane, which was a recent hit, and most recently Black Lightning. I don't know if you guys are watching that, but it's really, really good.
I'm not watching that one, but I've heard great things about it.
Yeah, I mean, like, to me, like, people always talk about Shonda Rhimes, and they talk about African-American female showrunners, but I don't think we're talking about Mara Brockakill enough, because she's done so much.
Yeah.
And her husband work together a lot. He's more of a director, she's more of the writer, but he directed a bunch of episodes of Girlfriends, and this show is based on their love story. Let's talk about these characters specifically. One really interesting thing about this show is that it's sort of told in flashbacks, because the first thing we see is, let me just honor these actors who are playing these characters. We see Nuri, played by Michelle Weaver, and Yasir, played by Will Catlett. Mm-hmm. We see the adult versions of them, played by Wendy Davis and Clark Peters, mm-hmm. looking back on their relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How did you guys feel about this choice in a format perspective?
I'm not mad at it. Mm-hmm. It's different, and I was open to it, because sometimes that may not work, and it can get a little bit weird, and someone is narrating like their story and all the flashbacks, but I kind of like it, because it's a love story that's being told, and it's supposed to be like their story, so I actually like the way that they did that, mm-hmm. and I think it's working.
Yeah. I wonder if, like, it could pigeonhole them then, like, how
for
seriously...
future seasons?
Yeah, and then, like... because that has a movie feel to it, mm-hmm. and I wonder if that could, like, limit them in their plots, but then also maybe they have a design endpoint for the show. I'm not maybe. Sure. That's the only thing I think
Or maybe
about.
If they go into the future. I'm going way ahead, but if they go into their future selves, meaning they're even older, you know what I mean? Mm. Like in their old age, almost kind of like senior citizens, maybe.
Yeah.
And then they're reflecting back some
it's
more,
a cool
possibly,
idea.
Yeah. you know?
Yeah. Hire you in that writer's room. That's a cool idea. I like this, and I think it's fun. It keeps the show light. What's interesting is it tells us that we know they end up together.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which, that's an interesting choice to make, because on one hand, with any romantic comedy, you stick around because it's a will they, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
Here we know they will.
Right.
So it's mm-hmm. And that way, I don't know how I feel about it, just because if I already feel like the show doesn't have a lot of stakes and drama, mm-hmm. giving us the awareness that they stay together is an interesting choice. But that's also part of, I think, what the show is. Mm-hmm. In terms of tone, I think the show is very earnest. It's very sweet. It's mm-hmm. warm.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about... You mentioned that sometimes it might have tilted into cheesy territory a little bit, D'Angelo, for you.
Yeah, the first episode, though, like, especially at the scene of the trailer, I feel like it's just going under that, like, love at first sight type umbrella. Mm-hmm. So I think it's supposed to kind of push the envelope in that way. So, I mean, I loved it, though. So, like, yeah. And I don't even, like, I don't love that stuff that much. But, like, in this format, I love it.
Okay.
And so, it's a critique, but I also kind of liked it. It's
yeah.
kind of weird. Yeah.
And I'm, because from how I'm watching it, like you mentioned, like, oh, well, in some movies, it's like, will they, won't they? Will they be together? But we already know it. But that's the thing, like, in the title, love is, you know, and it's a underscore, because love is everything. It's so, it's messy, it's beautiful, it's ugly. And I think that's what this show is about. It's going to show us all the different dimensions of love and everything like that. So that's why, like, I'm okay with knowing that they're already together, because we're going to see their struggles of them getting to the point they are now.
Yeah.
And they also, it's showing that they're both successful too, because right now we see Yasir, he's struggling. Mm-hmm. He's just coming out to LA, 33 years old. You know what I mean? We're all here. We know this struggle and this mm-hmm. dream being in LA. Like, mm-hmm. so I like to see that we're going to see their story from beginning to, I guess, possibly end.
So are you normally a rom-com person, Elle-Marie?
Like a little bit. I like action
movies
too.
No, it's good.
Like,
no, I'm asking earnestly, because, like, no, my fiance loves rom-coms. I think for rom-com lovers, this is a great show.
Yeah.
What I'm interested in is, it sounds like you're not. So I'm wondering why this show won you over, D'Angelo.
Well, it's pulling on my nostalgia for sure. Mm-hmm. Just like the stuff I loved watching when I was growing up.
Yeah.
And, like, pulling on the black love thing and everything that I like. It's also my first exposure to OWN.
Yeah.
Before this, I kind of, like, had a stigma like that. It kind of reminded me of, like, Centric. Do you remember, like, the Centric channel? Like, just kind of, like, slightly low budget, like, almost theater play-esque, mm-hmm. which is unfair, because they have a lot of shows like
That's
Queen Sugar.
Right. Yeah,
I know.
They have Queen Sugar.
I know.
See, I know what you're probably thinking about, like, the have and have not.
Yes, stuff like that. So, but in this situation, like, it was good for me.
Yeah.
I liked it. But when it comes to answering your question, when it comes to rom-coms, I like them when they have character depth. Mm-hmm. And, like, the characters seem relatable. And, like, mm-hmm. for me, they're relatable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do think the show feels super on brand with what OWN is doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting, because I feel like OWN is sort of a response to, like, Centric and TV One. And it's their...
Yeah.
It's the brilliant idea of giving African-Americans elevated content.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? It's mm-hmm. like, I feel like for so long... Well, BET, I think, is high-quality content now, too. But
they're developing.
Yeah. Hit or miss.
Right. And in general, TV's gotten better, right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
TV in general hasn't necessarily been elevated.
We took, like, a dip in TV. Like, it was a little bit boring, and now we're
getting back to
there.
The golden age.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's smart to be reaching out to a group of African-Americans who are thirsty for, like, elevated content.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's what OWN is doing. Like, they're, especially like Queen Sugar, it's always showing up in Emmy conversations.
Yeah.
And I feel like this show is kind of in the same category of programming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
okay, yeah, tone. I want to move on and talk about some of these characters specifically. Elmarie, you brought up the fact that Yasir, and I'm really interested in this. This is one thing I like about the show. Mm-hmm. He's broke and she's the breadwinner here. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really interesting and smart choice on behalf of the writers because mm-hmm. it's something we don't often see.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How did you guys respond to this, seeing this as the kind of structure of the show?
So let me say this before you say this. Okay. I feel like when it comes to this, I'm generalizing, but in the African-American community, you kind of see that with the woman. Mm. She's the breadwinner. So, like, I think for the outside crowd, it could be something that's, like, really interesting and different, but, like, it's also very familiar for the people who may be generally watching it. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, that's all I would say.
No, I agree. So, because that's where I was going to go with it as well. Like, it's not too far off. No, but especially, like, in the dating pool, like, it kind of comes to that sometimes. And, you know, what was it, last year or year before, like, African-American women were the number one educated women in mm-hmm. the people, period. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like sometimes, just as numbers as a whole, not everyone, but as a whole, it seems like our men kind of fall under us. And then it's like, just within your family, like, you should be doing more, your husband should be doing more than you, your husband or your mate or something like that. So it gets tricky. So that's kind of why I brought that up about mm-hmm. Yasir, because as we saw in the pilot, Nori was speaking on the fact that she didn't want those things mm-hmm. that's in that man.
Yeah.
Because he's all of those things that she didn't want. So that's why it's going to be interesting to see if, because you can possibly miss out on good love because of your standards.
Your
you
list.
Know what I mean? Yeah. And yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And to see, like, sometimes people do truly have potential. I know I learned a long time ago, you can't date potential. But sometimes you do have to be open. And I think that's what this series is going to show, like, being open to someone and knowing the difference of someone who is just kind of BSing through their life mm-hmm. and actually trying to make something. It just hasn't happened yet, mm-hmm. but they're working towards it
yeah.
and
yeah.
may need that help. So yeah.
I think what I was interested in with this is I feel like normally that character, the show is against them. Like, the show is like, oh man, he's, you know, not
true.
He's lazy, he's a bum. But what I appreciated was that the Nag, his actual girlfriend, I feel like she was like the villain here. Mm-hmm. And our protagonist, Nuri, was sort of like nurturing that. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like we see that a lot on TV.
We don't.
So I don't know. That was just something I wasn't
like
expecting.
Like the nurturing from Nuri. Yeah, because yeah. we see the first one.
Yeah. Right.
I forget her name already. Yeah, we see her.
Yeah.
All the time.
Maybe Angela? I think it's Angela. Or no, Ruby.
Ruby. Yeah. Yes, Ruby.
In general, I'm liking Rudy. These performances, though. How do you guys feel about these actors?
I like them as well. Yeah.
No weak link. Even the mom was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm just, sometimes I try to think, by us doing all of these things, like, okay, did I just get too excited? Like, let me kind of reel it in and look back on it. But I'm like, no, this is kind of the first time in a while, like the very first episode of a show has me, you know, because even This Is Us, I love This Is Us. I had to watch it twice.
Yeah, I agree.
Before I, like, fell into it. So this was the first time I'm like, I'm here for this.
the added touch of it being in 1996 is cool, too. Just, like, the, you know, the communication that you can't have consistently now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like a nice twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it will be nice to, I mean, you mentioned, D'Angela, that you feel like this show is playing on some nostalgia. Mm-hmm. It kind of feels like some of those late 90s rom-coms. And I'm wondering if the writers, because it was set in the late 90s, sort of also wanted to invoke the tone of some of the romantic comedies of mm-hmm. the 90s.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so.
I don't know if you guys gathered that or not, but that's sort of what I was sensing. And speaking of Nuri and her employment, I like that she works in TV.
Yeah.
And I was reading online some, Mara Brockett-Hill was working for Martin.
So that's why they did that.
Yeah, so she's working on Marvin.
And yeah, I like the little shade.
Very
yeah,
subtle.
Marvin.
Yeah,
they kind of had it have the setup similar.
Yeah, Martin, they did.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. So how do you guys feel about the writing of the show overall? If we're speaking about just, we talked about characters, performances. Mm-hmm. I will say, I really like this dialogue personally. I mean, I feel like the reason Mara Brockett-Hill and Salima Kill have had such a successful career mm-hmm. is they really do have the ability to write really snappy, sharp dialogue.
Yeah.
And they write dialogue that I believe, which yeah. I think is much harder to do. Like, one of the lines I loved was when they were talking about how Yasir was actually making an attempt to connect with Nuri mm-hmm. and he had bought her some tickets. And Nuri's friend says, bitch, this is effort. This is the kind of effort Essence magazine imagines for us.
Yes.
That kind of stuff is so specific, and that's yeah. what I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of it I liked. I liked how they displayed his confidence. It was like the subtleties in how he approached her, and like mm-hmm. even in the conversation where she's like rejecting him, his like patience with how he did it. Like, it felt really realistic.
Yeah.
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 It was smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't definitely. Make him like that anymore. But anyway.
I also really appreciated the way the show was shot. I do think, in terms of own and, I think just the visual style and the visual palette mm-hmm. of their programming, it's all very beautiful.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I mean, well-directed, really well-shot. I don't know. I mean, in some ways, there wasn't that much that happened in this episode. You know, you're just sort of along for the ride. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm missing anything that we feel like we need to cover or anything that you guys think we should hit on, but...
Do you have any more recommendations of did I miss anything? In regards to movies or TV shows,
For those listening, that's one of our segments. I say we move on to that. Other shows, if you've heard of these shows you would like, I do think that This Is Us is an mm-hmm. interesting reference. Interesting. And I think there's some similarities there.
Yeah, a little bit. They have their flashback kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not someone that's talking about it, but they have that back and forth.
I think Insecure, if you're watching that show, this has some of that. Definitely Being Mary Jane. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I will say, we've been talking about how this show isn't necessarily very edgy, and it's kind of sweet and earnest. Mm-hmm. And a show that I thought of that I sort of prefer in terms of tone was the new Spike Lee Netflix version of She's Gotta Have It.
Oh, okay.
You know how that show is sort of thematically similar, right? Mm-hmm. Woman dating multiple guys, young black woman, an artist in her 30s, living in the city, mm-hmm. Kind of torn between different men. But that show had so much more style. To me,
it was Spike Lee.
But which, by the way, his new movie, I just gotta say real quick,
have you seen it?
No, but it's getting amazing reviews.
I can't wait to see it. I'm so excited.
It's called White or Black Klansman,
Black Klansman. Oh,
mm-hmm. And everyone's saying his best movie in decades. Sorry, I just had to say that because I love Spike Lee.
Shout out Spike Lee.
Denzel Washington's son is in it, I believe he's the lead.
Oh snap, I like him.
It'd be amazing. We'll definitely be covering that here at the network when that comes out, so stay tuned. But I think I would have preferred the edgier, sort of the more Spike Lee version of this, but that could be because I'm a guy.
I think we're gonna get there, like I said, because it's it's Love Is, and so we're gonna it's gonna get ugly at some point. She's gonna find out who he really is, because also he has a child
that we didn't know about.
That was a good addition.
So that's gonna add to it, and if she has to find out that he has, and not from him, that's going to add that grit for you. So I'm hopeful. I do believe that there is room and space for that grit. They kind of just got us in there with the love story because that's what it was about. And I feel like that's how they wanted to draw us in.
Mm-hmm. With the relationship.
With the relationship.
They wanted you to root for the relationship.
Love. Yeah, exactly.
And you're just going to throw a bunch of stuff at it.
And so that goes kind of back to yours. Will they want that? We know that they will, but we're just come on, y'all, get through. I know you're going to get through it, but get through it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's really smart.
I think if they're following the format of all the movies from back in the day, it has to have that drama or that thing where you're man, I was rooting for y'all, but dang. I think you'll get to that point at some point.
Mm-hmm. We'll have times when we're mad at him or mad at her.
We may even have a few breakups.
I think, you know what I mean?
Because that happens. Definitely. So when are you guys going to get back together? It should be now. Yes, or get it together or Nuri, stop. You know what I mean? So I'm here for it.
There's potential. I'm much more on board now than I was at the beginning.
It's that trailer too. The trailer is great.
Yeah. But I would say Being Mary Jane, Insecure, She's Gotta Have It. Mm-hmm. You know, these on again, off again sort of romantic comedy types of shows.
Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
Love Jones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loving Basketball.
Because I was saying, I would also wouldn't have been mad if it was a movie. Of course, it wouldn't have needed to go longer. Mm-hmm. But it was just really weird. It gave me a movie vibe.
Definitely.
Because when it was over, I was no, I want more. I don't want to wait a week.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Well, what we do at this point in the show is we give it our rate. Actually, let's talk about Runway first. Do you guys think this show is going to have hopes for a second season? I know right now it's a 10-episode first season. Mm-hmm. Looks like 1 million people watched the pilot, which for a fledgling cable network is actually pretty good.
That's pretty high.
I would think with Mara Brockekill driving, mm-hmm. I'm not worried about this show getting renewed.
Yeah, me either. And especially if she has a following from her previous shows, that's probably who's tuning in. And then as it goes, word of mouth, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Other trailers and commercials, I think it's actually going to grow. So I'm pretty positive it'll get a second season.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I wonder how that compares to Queen Sugar too, which is their flagship show right now.
I can look it up as we give our ratings. So I would love D'Angelo to give your overall out of 5 on this pilot.
I'm probably at 4.3.
Cool.
I really liked it. A lot of nostalgia. For me, I'm biased because of that nostalgia. I keep saying that. Mm-hmm. But I think they accomplished that. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's going to be a large market of people that they're looking for from that, to pull on that. And I think they got me. So I like it.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm giving it a 4.5 because I really liked it. Mm-hmm. Nothing is perfect. But I really did enjoy it. The nostalgia was good. Also, yeah. for me, it's like I said earlier, us being out here in LA, we're kind of a part of that world.
Yeah.
So it kind of like I feel like I can relate to this. And mm-hmm. so that's the 4.5 for me.
Cool. I'm going to give it a 3.4.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought it was very some of the cheesiness, and there was a couple lines that just didn't quite hit me the right way. Mm-hmm. So I think overall, those kind of took away from my viewing experience.
It's a fair criticism, too.
I think it is.
Because a lot of times with those movies, the crossover success just was not there. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if that was their goal, but sometimes you want to be able to accomplish, like, getting, like, the people who, like, it's probably your target market, but then also getting other people to come in.
Yeah.
The funny thing is, though, I actually do love, like, black ensemble romantic comedies. Like, I love, mm-hmm. like, your Last Christmases and Think Like a Man's. Like, my fiance and I always go see them. We're just, like, the whitest people in Christmas. Like, they're so fun, and they're, like, such a nice one. Where there's so many serious movies, especially, like, in November, December, it's all these, like, really serious Oscar movies, which I like, but, like, it's fun to go, like, watch like Kevin Hart like and like you know it's just like I those are like warm comfort food to me.
Yeah, that's a good way of describing it.
So I'm surprised I don't like this more, because this is the same kind of comfort food warm sort of show, but I think you guys have convinced me to keep watching.
I was gonna say that you have to keep watching, because I feel like eventually they're gonna give you what you want.
Awesome. Well, this has been so much fun, guys, and to answer your question about Queen Sugar, about the same, actually. Okay. Between 1 and 1.5.
I mean, they can't expect more than that.
Yeah, on a network like this. Yeah. But guys, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been TV Pilot Reviews. Today we covered OWN's new show, Love Is Blank. And we are covering it here on the network. So if you haven't seen the show and you're just going to watch it now, you know that you have us here at the network on your team. We'll be covering it too. My name is Jeff, guys, and if you want to find me online, you can do that at Jeffrey C. Graham. On Friday, I host a table read show, and we are reading a female-driven Silicon Valley type of drama. Like, it's good. It's female Silicon Valley workers trying to break the glass ceiling, and it's great. It's an hour-long drama. Check that out on our sister network, The Popcorn Talk, this Friday. Elmarie, thank you so much for joining.
Yes. Thank you for
this
having
was so
me.
Much fun.
Thank
we have to host more together.
We
I will
do.
Definitely
this was fun.
On.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll put you on our list of go-to fill-ins. This is great.
Okay, cool. This is fun. Well, I'm Elmarie, you guys, and you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElmarieTV.
And I'm D'Angelo. You can hit me up on Twitter at D'AngeloTV or on Instagram at D'Angelo.
Yeah. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week here on TV Pilot Reviews.
Deuces.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.